Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. Peace and blessings to you all on this day, tomorrow, yesterday, and always. Hope you guys are having a great week so far. It's only Tuesday. It's a rainy Tuesday here in Atlanta, and it still might be going up on Tuesday. Ha ha ha, corny dad joke. Shout out to McConan. Boy, what a time to be alive, man. Hey, man, it's summertime. It's, everybody's graduating. You're seeing prom outfits, and you're seeing people traveling and enjoying themselves with their family and everything. And it's just great, man. The summertime is great. You listen to some great summer songs. We got a song of the summer. A lot of parties and festivities, family reunions, vacations, just going places, doing things. Just the summertime is great, man. And just what a time it is to be alive, man, for real. Like, let's live, man. This summer, like, whatever it is you want to do, do it, man. Wherever you want to go, try to go. Like, whatever it is, man, let's get out of that I can't do this or it'll never happen for me, man. Hey, make a way out of no way, but most of all, just get out there, travel, do whatever it is you want to do. Even if you live in a city like New York and you're from Brooklyn, if you never been to Long Island, go to Long Island. If you never been to Statue of Liberty, you know, it's crazy that people, if you don't go with the school in New York or places like that, you don't really go to these places, you know, people talk about so much sometimes, especially if you're from areas or you have a family that don't travel. So hey, man, do it yourself. Hey, man, let's fucking live, man. Let's get out of this mentality of like, I can't. I always go back to the love and basketball. The kid was cursing. He said, hey, don't say can't and stop cursing. And we need to take that mentality, man. In travel, man, like I said, like, it's some really good rates on hotels. They got Airbnbs nowadays. Or even if you can't afford to stay at a hotel or stay, go out, drive somewhere that you want to go to, like a beach or something, and do it in a day, you know? Get a partner to go with you and just go. Fuck it. Like, just go to the beach or go somewhere. Go to the south if you live in a city or go further out. Take the train somewhere you never been. Do anything, man. Just do anything. Like, you know, the summer, you should have that workout body by now, but sometimes that shit don't happen. So fuck it, start working out this summer. Take a walk, start slow, and then just build your way up, man. That's, you know, I used to go in the gym and try to kill myself, like, oh yeah, that's how it happens, I'm just like buff now. But that's not how it works. You gotta start slow, build yourself up, but the main thing is to stay active, to get fit, get right, man. Hey, change your eating. Me and my wife recently, probably for almost 2 months now, we like pescatarian, I would guess. We only eat seafood. We don't eat any beef, chicken, or pork. Lamb, nothing. I mean, and of course, when I stop doing these things, it's a lot of it around me, which is annoying. Shout out to you niggas that cook around me. You know, all you guys that make all this great food when I can't eat it. And of course, the job has free shit. And I can't have it, but hey, man, eat different. Because I mean, you should know the game by now. The game is to keep you on medicine. If you don't stay sick, then people don't get paid. So the game is, black people, cholesterol, blood pressure runs in the family, diabetes. But if we know that, you know, if you knew better, you do better. So I fucking know that. So I'm doing all that I can to, like, stay off of it. I don't want no nothing. And I mean, it's a challenge, but really, when you make your mind up, it's not that hard at all, man. You could do anything, man. Like, you can just drop it. And I just want to motivate anybody that listens. And I really appreciate everybody that listens. So, like, hey, man, like, this summer, man, let's live it. We are our own worst enemies. We stop ourselves from doing shit that we never even tried. We mentally, like I said earlier podcast, please go back and listen to any podcast. Read the description if, you know, whatever you're in the mood for. But we could do anything we really put our mind to. And I really know that in life, like with your friends or even yourself, you're going to do whatever it is you want to do. If you don't truly want to do it, or you're going to make time for what you want to make time for. But if you really don't, you know, want to or want to make the time, you're going to set yourself back. You're going to stay in that bad relationship. You're going to eat bad. You're going to put yourself down. You're going to do a whole, take a bunch of drugs. You're going to try to drink away the pain. You're going to try to do a lot of dumb shit that's not beneficial to you. So this summer, man, like, hey, man, like, love you. Like, do you this whole fucking summer. Like, enjoy spending with family. Get some water guns. Do whatever, man. Like, just enjoy, man. Like, it's hot. Like, everybody's out. Like, hey, man, do something for some kids. You know, the kids will be out and a lot of them gotta stay home, and y'all better not answer the fucking door or pick up the phone. Don't answer for nobody and don't go nowhere till I go out, man. Like, hey, when them kids get the chance to go out, whether it's nieces, nephews, neighbors, somebody you can help, hey, do it with them. Help them. Go take them to the pool. You know, these are free things. Like, in your city, check your Twitters. Check anything. We live in the information age. There's a lot of shit you can do that doesn't cost a lot or is fucking free. So, hey, let's do it, man. Let's take everybody, kids, and get them out. Take your mom. Take your grandma that doesn't get out. Take anybody. Just go do it, man. Like, let's do, like, this summer, man, let's do it, bro. Like, you know, it's been a bunch of summers. I ain't got no money. Like, hey, fuck it. Go to the city. Drive to your downtown area. Do whatever it is you do. Drive to anywhere that's vibrant. Go save a couple dollars and go, man. This summer, let's get it, bro. Some people graduating. It's time to live. It's time to enjoy, man. And some people are going to be going away to college. Like, do everything. Be with your family. Enjoy. Turn up, man. And just live yourself and live your truth and be real with yourself and love yourself, man. I'm always going to preach that shit on here, man, because you really can't love nobody else till you love yourself. So really just love yourself and fucking enjoy, man. And then real shit, like, he's like, oh, man, dudes, I ain't trying to get on that soft shit. Like, this is real shit. Like, a lot of us have problems with our kids, with our family members, with this, that. Or our family, like, mainly our parents and stuff, have issues because they don't love themselves because they're mad at themselves for, you know, decisions they made. They might have had you young and it was hard and a struggle. And, you know, they're like, oh, if I wouldn't have fucking had you. You know, people, we grow up in that bullshit. But, hey, man, it's mental. And we need to love ourselves because a lot of shit can be handed to us in life. And if you don't love yourself, nobody else will. They really won't. And stop telling yourself you can and I don't have the money. This, man, I used to fucking have a Crown Royal bag. Shout out to everybody with the Crown Royal bags. You know, it was given to me by my Uncle Duke. Shout out to him. And I used to fill that bitch up with change and I'd fuck around have $18 or something. That's enough. Go, man, we got a drive-in in Atlanta. You could take yourself and the kids are like a dollar and shit like that, man. It's just so much. Like, let's get out of that camp mentality or let's find a way to map it out. Like, if I save $5 a paycheck by this time, do something, man. Like, hey, let's get out, man. It's travel. We got Ubers. Offers, fucking make a million accounts for Uber. Do what you gotta do. Do whatever you gotta do to make sure you enjoy this summer, that you live your best life, man. And I mean, it's time, y'all. Like, it's summertime, man. Fucking Will Smith's greatest song, Summertime, it's a vibe. Like, go see your family, go hang with your family. You know, hey, man, summertime, like, live peacefully, peace of mind, man. Go talk to that person you had an issue with. Have a conversation and relax and enjoy life, man. Go hug your kids. Take your kids out. Maybe, man, me and my wife are always trying to figure out, damn, what am I going to do with my niece and nephews? I want to take them here. I want to take them there, but it kind of costs too much. There's a couple of them. You know, the best fucking thing they love the most? We'll take them to the city, to the big park, Piedmont. We'll take them to the local little park around, man. And they love that shit more than anything financially. We do for them. They really do, man. So kids are easy to please. They just want to know that you put the effort towards forward and that you're doing something, man. That you're doing something with them. And they love anything. Like, they love, you know, old school fucking setting the sprinklers outside. Buy them a slip and slide. Them shits hurt. You know, they might get a little rocks in their stomach or get, you know, skin burned or some shit like that. But it's all right. They'll be all right. And throw some, you know, a little rubbing alcohol or some shit on them. They'll be all right. you know, like let them get wet, buy them some super soap. The dollar store, man, you could buy carpet fresh, a broom, all kind of shit from the Dollar Tree. $1, probably $1.07 if I'm being exact. But it's so much shit you can do, man, with so little. So this summer, man, people working hard, you know, shout out to everybody. I know a lot of people getting a house right now, man, and busting their ass for that. Like, we gonna get whatever we really want. We gonna get that shit for real. So, man, that job, whatever, but really that business, man, because jobs also, the main thing is that you work for them and they gonna try to give you, you know, just enough that it ain't fucking them up while they make a lot of money. So whatever you good at, start that business this summer, man. Brush that shit down. Get with some like-minded individuals or get with yourself and say, like, self, I'm gonna do this shit for real, because nobody got your back like yourself, man. Shout out to, it's a lot of people flourishing, man, too, and finding themselves. Like, you know who you are, but shout out to you. I know you probably listening, and I'm really proud of you, and you're really flourishing, and you're shining bright. You know, you doing well, you doing your thing, and hey, man, it's the happiest thing in the world for me to see is you day to day becoming you or who you are, and you know who you are. Shout out to you. But you know, it's shout out to Kyrie, Sean, like everybody, man, like a lot of people, man, I really appreciate y'all. This podcast, I swear, if like if two people listen to it, or if nobody listens to it, if I could just see my shit on the iPod app, like the podcast app, that shit is amazing to me. But people listen to it, and I'm really gonna promote this shit. My computer be fucking up, but as many times as I can get it to work, I'm going to do it, man. And I'm going to keep this shit going. And I'm going to continue to try to motivate. I want to get my wife on here. She busting her ass working hard, because we need to coon on here and make y'all laugh throughout the summer. But, man, hey, man, just live y'all best shit, man. For real. Best life. And I hate cliches, but it really is a good one and a good metaphor for what you should be doing. But also, right now is Ramadan. I think it started earlier this week for Muslims, and if you don't know what Ramadan is, I could give you my brief understanding. I don't want to mess it up, but it's basically a practice of giving things up to gain humility and to gain peace, and realizing that if you could give up these things, mainly food and water, but also sex, also getting into altercation, also I think your favorite things, wherever it is you like, but from sun up to sun down, so like from 4 something in the morning all the way till 8 something at night, they don't eat or drink. Muslims, they don't do it all day. That is very hard, especially when you have to work. A lot of them work, a lot of them go to school, and they have to do that all day. Even your rappers, even the playoffs, they said Hakeem Olajuwon played a playoff game during Ramadan, you know, I mean. And it's really a great practice for humility. And I mean, to really appreciate, I haven't had food or water all day long. That is a big feat. And shout out to Mr. Richard Thomas. He taught me about that. He told me briefly about that. But it's basically saying that if you could give these things up, you could live your life with peace. You could not get an altercation. You can give up things because it's all in your mind. It's all to make you humble. It's that's what it seems like Ramadan is. And one famous Muslim, Malcolm X, was recently his birthday over the weekend. He's one of my favorite people, and I want to learn more about him. I really have to go back and read his books and watch more of his clips. But his main thing was by any means necessary, and that's all I want to do in this podcast, this quick one, is to motivate y'all, because by any means necessary, y'all should want your happiness. Your happiness means more than anything in this world. You have to be happy, because if you're not happy, you can't help nobody around you, and it really breaks you down, and people will go to their grave not happy and going through things. So by any means necessary, work out. By any means necessary, find a way to get your own money. By any means necessary, love on your family. By any means necessary, do whatever it is the fuck you want to do. By any means necessary. That's what Malcolm X wanted. and he's going to protect his family, and he was going to help his people, and he was going to do all the things he set out to do by any means necessary. So this podcast, I just want to motivate y'all to have a good summer, be with your family, do what it is you want to do, but most of all, love yourself and enjoy yourself and do whatever it is you want to do by any means necessary. Please, just go out and word of mouth the podcast, man. That really helps. But, you know, I want to do some giveaways. I want to do a whole bunch of stuff, man. If you could bounce ideas off me, I greatly appreciate that. You could write in the comments or this is recorded. It has an Instagram. I need to check it more. But if you guys give me some ideas, and I also got some This Is Recorded podcast stickers instead of business cards. So I'll mail them to y'all for free if y'all, you know, hit the DM on And This Is Recorded on Instagram. I'll mail them to y'all. I got like 40. But hey, man, I really appreciate everybody that listens, man. And hey, man, love yourself by any means necessary. Peace.